For Little Friends, A Child of God with Wrinkles by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. All of you are children of the Most High. Psalm chapter 82, verse 6. On the Saturday before Valentine's Day, Samuel's Ward Primary visited a nursing home. "We'll each adopt a grandma or grandpa," Sister Myers, the primary president, said as the children gathered inside the building. 5-year-old Samuel stayed close by his mother, who was a primary teacher. He looked around and was a little afraid. Some of the people were in wheelchairs. Others used walkers or crutches. One lady had tubes coming out of her nose. "I'm scared," he whispered to his mother. "I know this can be a little scary," his mother said. "Try to remember that all of these people are children of Heavenly Father, just like you. The only difference is that the people who live here are older." "A lot older," Samuel said. He felt better when the children started singing, "I Am a Child of God." That was his favorite song. The primary chorister then led them in singing, "When Grandpa Comes, A Happy Family, and Mother Dear." The grandmas and grandpas all clapped. "We're going to make Valentines now," Sister Myers said. She assigned each child a grandma or a grandpa. Samuel discovered that his adopted grandfather was in a wheelchair. Samuel stuck out his hand and said, "I'm Samuel."
"My name is Jackson Gaither," the man said as he shook Samuel's hand.
Mr. Gaither tried to cut the Valentine from the red paper, but he couldn't make the scissors open and close.
"My hands don't work so good anymore," he said.
"That's all right," Samuel whispered.
Then he helped Mr. Gaither finish cutting out the heart. They wrote their names by each other and glued glitter all around their names. Samuel held up his hands and looked at them. They were covered with glitter. Mr. Gaither's hands were also covered with glitter. He looked at Samuel and smiled.
"Looks like we're wearing as much glitter as that Valentine."
"I like glitter," Samuel said.
"Me too," Mr. Gaither said.
He looked at the wrinkles in the heart from where he'd tried to cut it out.
"It has a few wrinkles," he said,
and winked at Samuel.
"I guess that's all right, since I have some wrinkles, too."
Samuel winked back. Then he gave his adopted grandpa a big hug before he left.
"I wasn't afraid of Mr. Gaither," Samuel told his mother. "I remembered what you told me. He's just a child of God with wrinkles."
The Creation. When Heavenly Father presented the great plan of happiness in the council in heaven, we shouted for joy. Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, were giving us the opportunity to come to earth to grow and learn so that we could become like them. Under the direction of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ created a wonderful world where we could live. The creation took 6 days. First, Jesus divided the light from the darkness to make day and night. On the second day, He organized the heaven and the earth. On the third day, He divided the land from the waters and created grass, flowers, trees, fruit, and herbs. On the fourth day, He created the sun, moon, and stars. On the fifth day, He created the fish and birds. On the sixth day, Jesus created the animals. Then, most important of all, Heavenly Father created man, in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Adam and Eve were the first man and woman to live on the earth and care for it. The beautiful world we live in is a gift from our loving Heavenly Father. We can thank Him in our prayers for its many blessings. We can also show our thankfulness by caring for the plants and animals on the earth. Our bodies are also a gift from Heavenly Father. We should especially take care of our bodies and always remember to show gratitude and reverence for their creation.
End of the section for Little Friends.